Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, I spoke this morning about the English Super League Grand Final that we saw over the weekend, and one thing that I've been thinking about for a long time, and the moment that I started thinking about it was probably when Hainsey arrived in the NFL. Now, I've been a big follower of the NFL for a long time. When Hainsey arrived there and I saw the amount of number 38 Hain jerseys getting around, it made me think, geez, wouldn't it be sensational if we had names on the back in rugby league? I mean, you look at the Super League, they had all their names on the back. I think it's a great touch. I think we do it during State of Origin. Off the top of my head, we definitely used to. But I think it's just an absolute must-have. I think it makes those jerseys so much more special. I think that we should be trying to change our game so that when you sell those jerseys, for example, if you buy a number one Tedesco from the Roosters, there would be a cut of that that would go straight to James Tedesco like they do in the NFL. It should be like jersey sales. I think I spoke about this earlier last year, and I just think it would be perfect for the NFL. I mean, you go and have a look in the English Super League. They give their jersey numbers 1 to 30. If someone comes in late, like a James Graham, I believe he was wearing number 32 in that grand final, it'll go 32 Graham. And if we were to do that in Australia, for every, you know, James Graham jersey you sell, he would get a cut of that. So it would mean that these guys, that when they're able to build their personality and build their brand outside of the game, when they're selling their jerseys, they would be getting a cut of that. And I think players should be able to do that. I mean, you go back to 2009, tell me that every single kid wouldn't have wanted a Jarryd Hayne number one jersey under their Christmas tree that year. And I think Hayne should be able to get a cut of that money. That's the way that I would do it. Now, there is the argument that right now in rugby league, we have them 1 to 17 and it works really well. We know what positions everyone's playing. But I mean, you would pick your best 1 to 17 at the start of the season, and then it would change throughout the year. So by the end of the year, it might look completely different. And I understand that may be confusing for some, but I really think it's something that we would get used to. And I think it's something that, you know, for a young bloke coming through the system, so for example, like a Harry Grant this year, like if he would have worn West Tigers, you know, 31, he came in late. I just think a jersey like that would be so valuable, and it would be so cool as part of the story of Harry Grant before he wears the Melbourne number 9 for the next 15 years. Have a Harry Grant number 31 in there, and there would be keen collectors of not only jerseys of players, and I think it'd be sensational. I think it'd be so good to tell a story. And I mean, you would obviously let your more experienced guys, they would take those jerseys that they always get each year, and it'd work their way down, and then eventually it'd become sort of like a badge of honor for players that, hey, I'm starting in the second row, I don't want number 28 anymore, I want 11 or 12, and they essentially fight for it. You'd start to see players really wanting to get those jerseys. They'd want to make it their own. Then they could sell jerseys off the back of it. And I mean, you once again, like I said with Harry Grant, you would all of a sudden get guys that would change teams mid-season, and those really experienced players, those quality players, would wear your 31s, 32s, and all of a sudden they just become memorabilia, like absolute gold. They become real collector's items. I think it'd be something really cool in rugby league. And I mean, the other option is we go the way that that the one-day cricketers have, where they can wear whatever number they want with their name at the top. And personally, I'm not huge on that. I don't want to go that far away from tradition. Obviously, the NFL do that as well. I would like it if we had 1 to 30 players that come in after that, get 31, 32, 33. I think it'd be fantastic. That's your jersey for the year. You know, fans, if they support a certain player, which the reality is a lot of people do now. With Supercoach and with fantasy sports and the way that the world's changing and that loyalty, it's not as strong as it used to be. What you're finding is that more and more, and I am one of these people without a doubt, and I think it's becoming more popular now, but I've always been one of these people. I've never had a team. I've always really supported players that I really like. If this would have been a thing all the way through my life, I'm sure I would have had a number of jerseys from players I really liked. I would have had, you know, the Joey 7, the Freddie 6, the Lockyer 1, the Carmichael Hunt 1. Right now, I would definitely have a Radley 13. These are all guys that I really like to watch play, and it would definitely be something that I would collect as a fan, whereas right now, if I was to just get a blank jersey, there's not a hope in hell I would ever go and get one. They just don't interest me. I don't wear them, but as like a memorabilia thing, I definitely would buy them if they were individual players and the players got a cut of them. Now, not everyone's the same as me, and I understand that, and maybe you just enjoy collecting your team's jersey, but I think it would be sensational to be able to get jerseys with your player's number on it, with the number that they wore in that season. And what you would find, instead of people, you know, having 15 Roosters jerseys from 2000, 2015, they might have the 15 jerseys of, say, an Anthony Minicello for his career, you know, and it might be the number one in this season where he got injured and he was 22 or 23 or whatever it might be. I just think that'd be a really cool touch for the NRL to bring in, to personalise those jerseys. The players get a kickback. The more jerseys they sell, the better for them. I think it'd be sensational, because the reality is people, more often than not now, in my opinion, they tend to be following players. Yes, you will always have your loyal diehard fans, don't get me wrong, but I think for the general public and for young children in particular to be able to sell jerseys to, they want to follow players. They follow superstars over teams. I myself, being a teacher working in schools, they tend to follow players now. There's a real change coming, and the older generation might not understand it, and that's fine. But Supercoach and fantasy football and everything that's going on, and all the players changing teams constantly, there is a change coming. And in my opinion, it's already arrived. But I think in 10 years' time, it's going to be massive. And I think this is a move the NRL needs to make. I think it would be a sensational decision for them. And I think following in the steps of the English Super League, it would be a great one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.